Welcome to the Ukulele Go podcast. Featuring articles from the ukulelego.com website. Although it seems like a bit of a chore, learning all the notes on your fretboard is really helpful when it comes to learning to play the ukulele. The ability to instantly know what note you're playing wherever you are on the neck of your ukulele opens up all kinds of possibilities and should really start to connect the dots for you on which notes and chords work together and why. By now, you should really know the names on notes of your open strings. So from the top string to the bottom, we have G, C, E, A. If you're already not familiar with that and you haven't got that in your brain, I use mnemonics for this, so I use Go Crazy every afternoon for the open strings, G, C, E, A, Go Crazy every afternoon. The next step is to get to grips with some of the names of the fretted notes that you play. We only need to know the notes up to the 11th fret, because once we get to the 12th fret, we're a whole octave up and the notes repeat themselves starting from G, C, E, A again. That means we really need to get to grips with 44 frets. That's 4 strings times 11 frets. It's going to take a little while to get that memorized. I find the best way is to break it up into much smaller chunks. And the best starting point that I think are frets 5 and 7. The beauty of frets 5 and 7 is that a lot like the open strings, there are no sharps or flats. So the notes at the 5th fret are C, F, A, and D. The way I remember it, chickens fight all day. That's fret 5. And at the 7th fret, we have D, G, B, and E. Don't go breaking everything. However you remember them, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you find a way to make them stick. By all means, come up with your own mnemonics to remember them. I would recommend just getting down the 5th and 7th fret initially. What the 5th and 7th fret will do for you is give you a frame of reference for finding other notes out. So if you remember the mnemonic that I gave you for fret 5, which was chickens fight all day, the bottom string that means is a D for day at fret 5. So if we need to know what the 3rd fret is on the bottom string, we can either count backwards from the D, which would mean that dropping down 2 frets, that's a whole note jump to a C. And just by memorizing the 5th and 7th fret, we've now got a frame of reference and it's a little bit quicker for us to actually work out other notes on the ukulele fretboard. So what about the rest? So now we've done 8. We've got 8 sorted, plus you've got 4 open strings as well. So you're already 12 down. We've got 36 left to go. Unfortunately, there's no quick trick that's going to force the rest into your brain and keep them in there. What I would suggest is that you work on them in small chunks. So once you've got the open strings and fret 5 and fret 7 memorized, it should be easy enough to add the frets that are close by to those. So frets 1, frets 4, frets 6, and frets 8. You're only moving half a step, so they should all be relatively easy to get in your brain. It will take time, there's no way of getting around that. But if you try and do a little bit of this each day, before you know it, you'll be well on your way to becoming a fretboard master. If you want to jump on the website, ukulelego.com, and just search for fretboard, you'll find that I've got a full fretboard diagram for you to download, and you can go away and do a little bit of homework in your own time. One thing I will say when it comes to memorizing your fretboard, you don't have to have a ukulele in your hand to do that. If you have a printout of a fretboard, take it away. Use that when you've got any downtime at work or you're just having a bit of a relax. You can memorize away from a ukulele. You can become a better player without a ukulele in your hand. That's it for this time. If you do like this podcast, please give me a rating on whatever you listen to on. It can only help. And thank you very much for listening.